WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Brazos County Commissioners tomorrow morning will consider two appointments to the Blinn College Board of Trustees.
If approved, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry and former Bryan Councilwoman Ann Horton would serve two-year terms beginning December 1st. A new state law added the positions for the next 4 years unless extended by the legislature. The law called for members to be named from Blinn's Brazos County Advisory Committee. And County Judge Dwayne Peter says three were interested in joining the trustees.
And they both know lots of folks in the community that know the issues, and I felt like they'd be a good representation of Brazos County on that board.
The Brazos County trustees cannot vote on Blinn's property tax rate in Washington County, and they cannot be named an officer to the Blinn board. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The operation and funding of the 50 state-supported community colleges is among the issues that will be studied by the Texas House. That was sought by Representative John Rainey of Bryan, who says difficulties Blinn College students face on the Bryan campus are happening statewide.
Frankly, I don't think anybody in state government fully recognizes or knows where the dollars that they're giving to community colleges are being spent. And that's one of the things that we'll be looking at in general.
Rainey says the interim study will shed light on the JUCOs that, in his words, are playing a shell game with these kids' futures. Representative Rainey will be Scott's guest later this morning on the Infomaniacs. The new federal transportation bill takes the next step towards bringing an interstate to Bryan College Station. Washington lobbyist Larry Meyer has been hired by the Twin Cities and the Research Valley Partnership in part to follow the development of Interstate 14, which in Texas would follow the path of U.S. 190. Meyer says the legislation that is now in a House Senate Conference Committee would rename 35 miles of highway built to interstate standards from Fort Hood headed east.
So they can designate that as Interstate 14 when this law takes place, and then all we have to do is finish it out. But, of course, that'll take a decade or more, depending on funding.
Along with helping Fort Hood move troops and cargo to the Gulf Coast, the interstate would aid in local economic development.
Both the state of Texas and the federal government this month came out with new studies for comment on the National Freight Corridor, and we hope to get both I-69 and Interstate 14 tied into that, which would bring more business and make it easier for suppliers to bring to the Brazos Valley.
Meyer doesn't see any major policy differences between the House and Senate versions and thinks the final bill could go to the president as soon as 3 weeks from now. Local law enforcement responding to a Bryan man claiming he was robbed and injured turned out to be a hoax. 49-year-old Bert Robinson was arrested for making a false police report.
It cost us a lot of resources, and we had roughly 15 to 20 officers in the area looking. We sent officers to the nearby schools because, you know, it was a precaution and that we had this man on the loose.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says Robinson was trying to cover up the loss of some money.
He said that he had owed some money to some people and that he went to pay his debt off rather than paying the bills that his wife was expecting him to pay.
McKeithen says officers questioned the legitimacy of Robinson's report from the get-go, but that did not stop a thorough investigation. That included at least two people being stopped and questioned who fit Robinson's suspect description. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 52 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news on the way at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If someone depends on you financially, chances are you need life insurance. Life insurance provides cash to your family to help meet many important financial needs, like funeral expenses, mortgage payments, and college tuition. A top myth about life insurance is that it's not affordable. Give me a call today at 694-1555 and let me show you how affordable a life insurance plan through W.E. Gibson Insurance can be.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:10, brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East. Go to actionsportstx.com.
High pressure in control over our weather, so lots of sunshine in the forecast for today. We'll reach 65 to 70. It'll be partly cloudy overnight. Lows will fall back to 55 to 60. Sunshine tomorrow, it'll start to fade. Warmer, 75 to 80. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow night with lows of 65 to 70. Cloudy and breezy on Wednesday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs Wednesday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with the high school picture, the high school playoff picture all set. We'll have more numbers there for you. Aggies didn't fare very well against Auburn. An update on that. They've fallen out of the top 25 of the Associated Press.
You
top
think?
25. Yep. And Aggie soccer came up short. Aggie volleyball has now made it 8 in a row. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
How'd your Cowboys do?
Shut up.
I got a new reason to not like the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, well, good.
As if you needed one more.
I know. All right.
Would his name be Greg Hardy?
Yes. His name would be Greg Hardy, and the owner of said team is a guy named Smiley Jones, right? Who somehow, some way, has called this guy a team leader. Have you said, well, for some reason, they decided to post pictures of what he did to his girlfriend, okay? He beat her up. That's the guy who's a team leader?
Yes.
All right. And your football team, that's all.
And the broadcast team did everything they could to tap dance around that.
Yeah, yeah.
Per the NFL's instructions, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, just because he can get to the football doesn't mean that you hire him. Okay.
No, that's the best case on that is you hold your nose in that hire.
Yeah, well, no, you just don't. I agree. But, you know. And again, it's not just the Cowboys. Good heavens. They've had people who've killed folks who play football, pro football.
Yes. And won Super Bowls.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. So anyway, yeah, that's pretty disgusting. Anyhow, that's the way it goes. So while at the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, a Florida man climbed over a fence to get a better shot of the bridge in the bay. Okay. The fence is there for a reason, right? Not like they just put it up there for annoyance. The guy slipped and fell off a 75-foot cliff. In a stroke of dumb luck, however, he managed to bounce a couple of times, thus lessening the length of the fall. My thought is that the human body is really not made to bounce a lot.
Well, it's not the fall that kills you. It's usually the bounce.
It's the sudden stop.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Anyhow, came to rest precariously on a small ledge that prevented him from continuing down the remaining 300 feet to the water.
Yeah!
Which would have caused certain death. 20-year-old managed to climb down and hold the Florida guy by his wrist until firefighters made it to the scene. Kudos to the guy who decided to help the Darwin dude from not falling.
And if there was ever anybody that qualified for that award.
And I'm just saying, I'm guessing there might have been a sign on the fence. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Was alcohol involved?
It doesn't say it was. No stupidity was.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah, sure. For sure.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
We'll say impaired judgment. Now, how it was impaired, whether it was by some outside substance or just stupidity, we're not sure, but
well, he was from San Francisco. Chances are he was from San Francisco. Yeah.
No, he just fell 75 feet instead of that 300, so that's got that going for you.
Yeah. Wow.
Need to plan a date night? Call Messinahoff Winery and Resort, where you can tour, taste, and dine all in one place. Call or go online now to make your reservations. 778 Wine, extension 234, or Messinahoff.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance, Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's 6:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You got a fingernail moon out there. I really like that. That's a nice look. And it's still a little bit dark enough that you can see it. It's November the 9th. It is day 313. We got 52 of them to go. It is World Freedom Day. So there you go.
I feel free.
Oh, sure. Neon Sign Day.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Chaos Never Dies Day. Basically, Washington, can we say there? I mean, you could just start right there.
Freeway in Houston.
Yeah, I mean, there is serious chaos beyond that, but chaos never dies. And it's Scrapple Day. Not Scrabble, Scrapple.
Oh, that involves piggy parts.
It does.
Yep.
It does. But it's like anything else. It's, you know, you spice it up enough and don't think about it, and it tastes just fine.
Don't tell me what's in it.
That's right. Okay, we got birthdays.
Vanessa Mineola is 35 years old. She was an MTV VJ, and now she does other stuff and is married to Nick Lachey. Whose birthday is today as well? Nick Lachey is 42 today.
Okay.
Nikki Blonsky, 27 years old. She was in Hairspray. Cisco, the rapper, who I know is your favorite, Scott.
Man, I'm telling you, I didn't even know how to pronounce it until you said it. Because it's S-I-S-Q-O. I mean, how do you get that?
But Cisco.
That's fine. Yeah.
37 years old today. Eric Dane McSteamy.
Okay.
He played Dr. Mark Sloan. He's 43.
Okay.
The former golfing legend who is now comfortably lying under the rock of obscurity, David Duvall.
Oh,
you talk about falling off the face of the earth.
He's
44. Yeah. Chris Jericho from a band in the WWE is 45. Scarface, another rapper, 45. And Lou Ferrigno, who from everything I've read is like one of the nicest guys on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't get him angry. Okay. Is 64.
Turns green. You'll know it right away. Tom Weisskopf, who's another golfer.
Yes, he is.
73.
And fared much better than David Duvall.
He did. Whitey Herzog is still around.
Oh, yeah.
The old white rat. He's 84.
You be nice about St. Louis Cardinal baseball
and
people.
And Bob Gibson. Bob Gibson, Hall of Fame pitcher, 80 years old today.
Cool.
So there you are at 617.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
New study released by the R Street Institute exposes the New York Times bias towards Dr. Benjamin Carson. Now, according to the report, Jill Biden, wife of Vice President Crazy Uncle Joe Biden, is three times more likely to be called doctor by the liberal paper than Ben Carson. Now, Mrs. Biden is a doctor of education. Ben Carson, well, he's a medical doctor, renowned surgeon who has been the director of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins Hospital, as well as the first doctor to successfully separate conjoined twins. When broken down, the Times refers to Joe Biden as doctor 48.3% of the time, while referring to Dr. Carson as doctor only 8.9% of the time. Liberal media bias at its finest.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, I've been talking about Wits and Wagers party game. It's the perfect gift for any family. Well, a lot of people must agree with me. Why? Because it is a huge hit this year. It's no surprise to me. We at the Hannity family, we love it. You start playing Wits and Wagers, guess what? Your kids will actually put down their gadgets and smartphones and iPhones, and they'll actually pay attention to the whole family. Now, no game I know brings my family together like Wits and Wagers. And I got to tell you, it's like no other game you've ever played. It's so popular, they now have a new version for young kids. It's called the Family Edition. So if you have young kids at home, you've got to get this game. Now, you have a choice, the Wits and Wagers Party Game and the Wits and Wagers Family Edition. Both versions are available at Target stores. And by the way, Target has lowered the price this year. In fact, the Family Edition is now on sale this week at Target for 50% off. That's right, 50% off. So remember the name, Wits and Wagers. Lock it in, Wits and Wagers. It's the most fun, cleverest game you've ever played. On sale at Target this week, Wits and Wagers.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills, too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier and get a tune-up for your air conditioning system and save $61 when you call this week. Safety check by factory-trained technicians. Our exclusive tune-up will restore your system to factory-fresh condition. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, we proudly feature Carrier as a Carrier factory-authorized dealer and service all makes and models. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Weyerhaeuser is buying Plum Creek Timber for $8.4 billion to form what's expected to be one of the world's biggest timberland and forest products companies. The company will keep the Weyerhaeuser name and have more than 13 million acres of timberland. Weyerhaeuser, based in Federal Way, Washington, also says it may spin off its cellulose fibers business, which includes five pulp mills. Plum Creek is based in Seattle. UniCredit SBA is considering cutting as many as 12,000 jobs and selling off some assets as part of a revised strategic plan aimed at fending off pressure to launch a capital increase. Italy's biggest bank by assets has been under pressure for some time to take more radical action to improve its capital situation. Nestle today started selling its Maggi noodles again in India 5 months after the Swiss food giant pulled the best-selling product from shelves following a food safety scare. Nestle says it made its decision following tests by government-accredited labs in India that showed the noodles were safe to eat. That's Your Money Now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Atkinson It Pays to Stay believes that strong future leaders are in our schools right now.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details are available at atkinsonitpaystostay.com and on Facebook.
Good luck, seniors from Atkinson Toyota Scion, Mid-South Synergy, The Eagle, Bryan Broadcasting, KBTX Media, Prosperity Bank, and Merrill Lynch.
Good morning, it's 623, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So should everybody have an annual physical exam? Opinions are split. In studies, people who have yearly physicals saw no great benefits or increased longevity when compared to people who did. Another problem is that there is no standard definition to what you get in a physical. More like dictated by what the insurance company pays for.
Well, duh.
Yeah. Which is not necessarily in your best interest. Other doctors disagree, though. A yearly exam allows for a point of contact for people who don't pay a lot of attention to their health and might otherwise go years without seeing a doctor.
That third arm growing out of your back needs to be addressed.
That's right. Done correctly, a physical exam can also reduce fear and anxiety in people who do worry about their health, but not enough to go see a doctor. Just about everybody does agree if you're under 40 and in good health and don't have a history of serious diseases, once every 3 years is probably fine. But if you're worried about it or think something is wrong, obviously you should always make an appointment and do that. So just saying, one more thing for you to think about as you get ready for Monday. Wow, what a great day yesterday was. Wonderful weather.
Beautiful.
Glorious. Outstanding, and getting a chance to see the sunshine again after... Again, it would be interesting to know, when is the last time we had rain for three consecutive weekends? And I think it's probably been quite a while that has happened. But nonetheless, and I don't know, did we hear any extensive... I mean, we got a lot of rain.
Oh, yeah.
We really did. It didn't come down heavy so much. And if you went to the football game during that, I mean, it precipitated. I mean, it was like you're in standing in front of one of those cooling fans to try to, keep you cool.
Little mister.
Yeah. Well, right, and I think most people weren't ready for that, and, nothing like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and wear a sweatshirt. Well, of course, the sweatshirt gets damp, and then it gets really damp, and then, it gets to the point where it's almost uncomfortably damp, and then you got the wind blowing on you. So it was, all in all, for the folks who were out in the stands, excuse me, for the ones who remained to the end at the football game. Yeah, it was
there
really,
weren't a lot.
Yeah, right, and it really wasn't positive. I just don't know, did we get any flooding in any place down in Wimberley or San Marcos or any of that? Did we hear anything about that? Because, you know, again, those poor folks have gotten so much rain, but nonetheless. We'll check the weather forecast in just a minute here.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I come to you once a day with random musings that just happen to trip through my little old head. Today, it happened in the bathroom. Let me put your mind at ease. I was finished and washing up. And here, like so many other places, I, air quotes, have gone. Without fail, everyone, and I do mean everyone, does not work. I'm talking about paper towel holders. Doesn't matter what kind, either. The old crank handle kind, the infrared sensor kind, the old school cloth hoop, none of them. The ones that we have look like a stainless steel upside down Kleenex box. The paper towels never come out of those things, ever. Now the CDC and doctors and everybody encourage us to wash our hands after we go. We're encouraged to wash up through the course of the day to help limit the spread of germs and flu bugs. Good heavens, if you go to a restaurant bathroom, there are signs that say the people working there gotta wash their hands. If we could put a man on the moon and land a giant RC car with a parachute on Mars, how on earth is it that we can't figure out how to dispense flipping paper towels? Seriously, NASA ain't doing much right now. Let's get them up to speed and knock this problem out. These are the same guys that took a box of spare parts and got Apollo 13 back safely to Earth. I can't imagine this would be that big of a stretch. Am I asking too much? All I want is to wash my hands and walk over and get a paper towel. Now, I'm sure I'll get emails asking why I don't use the electric hand dryers. Let me just cover this real quick. Why? Because they suck. No one likes those. Okay? Are we all in agreement? Can we all get on the same page on this? The next person we send to Washington. Heck, at this point, I'll take the next person we send to Austin or the city council. Need to have this on one of their legs of the platform. Then, the next problem we'll tackle is indestructible shoelaces. And that is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you're looking for something unusual for someone, you can get a custom piece made there, or maybe an heirloom piece would do the trick for you. He's even got some of those reproduced Fabergé eggs. I mean, literally a little something for everybody at David's Jewelry and Coin, including investment stuff like gold and silver. You can actually get the physical bullion. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com. You can also find them. They're on Old College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning at 628. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. About 70 for a high temperature today with winds out of the northeast at 5, so it should be nice. Tonight, 67 will be our low temperature. By the way, no mention of, Veterans Day. We do have a 50-50 chance of showers, what they're telling us. So we'll see how all that works out. Tuesday, we've got 77 for a high temperature, and then 80 for a high temperature on Veterans Day. And like I say, a 50-50 chance of showers. Back down to 70 with a wind shift on Thursday, and then 66 on Friday is what they're telling us. Wind speeds right now out of the northeast at 6, 74% relative humidity. Have a little chill factor at 51. Real temperature, though, is 53.
When your energy level starts to dip during the day, there are a few techniques that can bring you right back up to where you started. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know, coming up.
You know the story of Hansel and Gretel, where Hansel left breadcrumbs on the trail so they could find their way back home? That's what you do when you use public Wi-Fi, or shop online, or give out your social security number at your doctor's office or the bank. You leave breadcrumbs on the trail for someone to possibly steal your identity and take everything you own. At LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up your breadcrumbs to take what's yours. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, we have a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all those breadcrumbs get messy. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do every day and feel better protected. Isn't it time to help protect yourself from someone eating your financial lunch? Plans start at $9.99 a month. Right now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS.
As the day wears on, your energy level can start to suffer, and there are some ways to recover that energy.
Probably everybody experiences some sort of midday slump. So instead of having that third or fourth cup of coffee or an energy drink, if instead we just go out and take a walk, particularly if it's a sunny day.
Joseph Cardillo, author of the book Body Intelligence.
We'll come back and we'll feel energized. The exercise gives us energy, the light gives us energy, and we get our vitamin D fix.
Something else that can reinvigorate and de-stress you is listening to white noise.
That you can download, say, from iTunes or other places, or get natural recordings of waterfalls or ocean waves. That'll give you the same effect. If you listen to white noise for 7 to 10 minutes, that will also de-stress you.
And if you want to de-stress and energize yourself ahead of time,
carry around a picture of a loved one. And before you're going into a meeting or before you're about to do something that you anticipate might stress you out, if you look at that photo, it'll literally, you'll become less susceptible. You'll become a little more bulletproof to the stress that that situation could cause for you. And if you look, if you're able to look at that photo during that meeting, it'll do the same thing. If you smile at the photo, it will amplify the effect.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. The new federal transportation bill takes the next step towards bringing an interstate to Bryan College Station. Washington lobbyist Larry Meyer has been hired by the Twin Cities and the Research Valley Partnership, in part to follow the development of Interstate 14, which in Texas would follow the path of U.S. 190. Meyer says the legislation that is now in the House Senate Conference Committee would rename 35 miles of highway built to interstate standards from Fort Hood headed east.
They can designate that as Interstate 14 when this law takes place, and then all we have to do is finish it out. But, of course, that'll take a decade or more, depending on funding.
Along with assisting Fort Hood moving troops and cargo to the Gulf Coast, the interstate would aid in local economic development.
Both the state of Texas and the federal government this month came out with new studies for comment on the National Freight Corridor, and we hope to get both I-69 and Interstate 14 tied into that, which would bring more business and make it easier for suppliers to bring to the Brazos Valley.
Meyer doesn't see any major policy differences between the House and Senate versions and thinks the final bill could go to the president as soon as 3 weeks from now. Two familiar names from the College Station and Bryan City Councils have been nominated to serve on the Blinn College Board of Trustees.
A new state law expanded the Blinn Board for the next 4 years of two members from Blinn's Brazos County Advisory Committee who are appointed by the County Commission. County Judge Joanne Peters placed on tomorrow's agenda College Station Mayor Nancy Berry and former Bryan Councilwoman Ann Horton.
They both expressed a good bit of interest and wanted to serve.
Both would serve two-year terms.
I know that once you get on to something like that, then you have to look at the broad issues of what's good for Blinn and not really necessarily focus on just what's good for Brazos County Blinn, but express those interests too. But you have to look at the broad picture once you're on the Blinn board. So, and I'm sure they will do that.
As Brazos County trustees, they will not be allowed to vote on Blinn's Washington County property tax rate and cannot be named an officer. With the appointments of Berry and Horton to the trustees, the 11-member advisory board will be short 7 people at the end of the year. That's due to 2 existing vacancies and 3 other members whose terms are expiring. Unless the legislature changes the new state law, Brazos County representation on Blinn's Board of Trustees will expire in 4 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Debate during this year's legislative session about funding and operating 50 state-supported community colleges will continue with a study by the Texas House. Representative John Rainey of Bryan asked for the interim study after determining funding inequity he found between Blinn College campuses in Bryan and Brenham is happening statewide.
Some of them are represented by multiple state representatives, and they got on the phone and sent emails opposed to that legislation. And the only thing I can ask a question about why they were concerned about that has to do with they didn't want people to know how they're spending their money.
Rainey says this is a follow-up to legislation he filed last session, in part on how those colleges distribute state funds.
The other thing has to do with governance of community colleges and looking out at districts like ours, and not just Blinn, but others, where there may not be some representation where they have a lot of students. And I don't know how that's going to end up.
Rainey says he doesn't think anybody in state government knows where money going to community colleges is being spent. Representative Rainey will be Scott's guest later this morning here on the Infomaniacs. A Bryan man who reported he was robbed and cut last week has been arrested for making a false report. 49-year-old Burt Robinson reported there was a disturbance with a knife at his home on Hoppus Street near 29th and Coulter. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says the arrest was made after Robinson was brought in to check out a photo lineup, then demonstrate how he was cut.
They gave him a knife, like a plastic knife or it's like a rubber knife, and said, show me how it happened. You know, show me how you were stabbed. So all the motions he was making wasn't really consistent with the wounds he had. You know, after they talked to him a little bit more, he finally confessed that he made the story up.
According to McKeithen, Robinson made up the story because he was covering up to his wife that he had paid off debts to some people instead of paying household bills. McKeithen says the response to the reported assault and robbery brought out 15 to 20 officers. A couple of people were stopped and questioned who matched the suspect description, and neighborhood schools were contacted as a precaution. Three overturned livestock trucks on local highways in the last 2 weeks has generated a reminder from DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan about distracted driving.
When you're traveling 70 miles an hour, if you're doing 102 feet per second, and any distraction or any moment that you look off the road, so many things can change the roadway.
In the most recent crash, shortly before 4 in the morning last Friday, Morgan says a semi driver wasn't able to react to a curve on Highway 21 west of Bryan between the rivers. That caused the weight of 78 cattle to shift in the trailer, contributing to the rollover. At least six of the cattle died, and the driver was taken to the hospital where he was treated and released. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 52 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Norman G. Tractor. Get zero down payment, 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth. And $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? Well, try the Kubota L2501 HST 25-horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates. Pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normangtractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Rudy's Barbecue, and Garland Shelton Imports.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
6:39, Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, where you'll find office supplies, furniture, and so much more.
High pressure results in sunshine today. Our temperatures cool, but they will be turning warmer this week. Highs today, 65 to 70. Overnight, we're partly cloudy. Lows will fall back to 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partial sun through increasing clouds. Temperatures 75 to 80 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, breezy tomorrow night, a low of 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, breezy, high 75 to near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You go through the first half, I think we're dead even almost in a lot of different categories.
And then not so much. We'll have more on Aggie football. The playoffs are all set for high school football here in the Brazos Valley. And a look at the NFL from yesterday as well. All coming up in sports at about 10.
So, Ben Carson's becoming a whiny baby.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
He's on the Meet the Press talking about the media again, saying that he's getting unfair scrutiny into his life.
I have always said that I expect to be vetted, but being vetted and what is going on with me, you said this 30 years ago, you said this 20 years ago, this didn't exist, this didn't exist. You know, I have not seen that with anyone else. If you can show me where that's happened with someone else, I will take that statement back.
Well, that's not whiny.
Well,
he's right.
Well,
he should be vetted.
He should be vetted.
And if he means what he says about, I'm okay with that, just do it to everyone else, I don't see where he's wrong. And especially after the Politico pulled that stunt on Friday.
Which was?
Saying that he and his campaign admitted that he lied about going to West Point when no such thing happened.
Yeah.
And it's a parsing of words, but it all happened in the matter of a few hours. I had already thrown him under the bus. I thought the Politico was right. Yeah. I said, man, if Ben Carson did that, I don't care. See ya. So long. Goodbye.
I have tremendous admiration, obviously, for West Point, which is why I, you know, included that story, and tremendous admiration for the people who serve in our country. But, you know, for people to try to take this and twist it and make it seem like something dishonest seems like dishonesty itself.
Yeah. What did he say? He got a
full scholarship.
Formal scholarship offer to the United States military.
Which isn't how it works.
Right.
No, it's not.
But as a high school kid,
mm-hmm.
when someone says, I'll get you in there, you won't have to pay a thing.
Right.
That sounds a lot like a full scholarship.
Exactly.
Or a full ride.
Right. I mean, and again, based on his background, which was no academia at all. You know, all three of the brothers, by the way, went ahead and went to college, but did not come from that world. So the semantics of that could have been foreign to him.
But and my biggest thing with just him in general is there's plenty of reasons people can choose to legitimately not like him, but to have hit pieces like that, I feel like it's a hit piece.
A little bit, probably a little bit. Again, it's
unnecessary, and it shows that they're scared of him.
Yeah, it's the quote. I was trying to get the audio for this, but I couldn't find it anyplace. He said, "I'm the candidate who's most likely to beat Hillary Clinton." They, the media, see that, and they worry. The people are seeing through exactly what's going on, and they're getting fired up. I just wanted to hear him say fired up, you know? He's low-key. Anyway, he's low-key.
He was fired up, Scott.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Very, very fired up.
Deal is, remember, he's usually the smartest guy in a pretty big room, so just saying. Michael McCall, he's from San Antonio area. Said that President Obama will likely pull an end run around Congress and close the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo. He said, I do think we're going to see an executive action coming down to close Guantanamo. He's done this before. It's hard to stop this kind of action. I would hope the American people would rise up in numbers so strongly that Obama would back down. Well, this president has certainly used that quite a bit. Not any doubt about that. Rand Paul is charged that Marco Rubio and Hillary Clinton are the same person when it comes to foreign policy. Glad I put in that last part. They both want a no-fly zone in Syria. They both have the supported activity in Libya and the war in Libya that toppled the Prime Minister Gaddafi, an intervention that made us less safe. They both have supported the Iraq war, so, I mean, what's the difference? Well, there are some other differences. You know, to turn the attention to Texas for just a minute, big wingding out in Lubbock, the Texas Republican women, having the Texas Federation of Republican Women, had their little get-together. And Ted Cruz obviously was well-liked and supported. Kind of what was interesting, Janet Huckabee, whose husband ended up getting only 2% of the straw vote, pitched him on Friday as the only candidate with the depth of executive experience. That obviously didn't work. What was interesting is George P. Bush had a speaking slot on Friday, but appeared to take a pass in plugging his dad's campaign.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, again, which tells you, The Hill has reported that more Republican senators are coming around to the view that Bush is unlikely to win the party's nomination and that Marco Rubio is best suited to win the general election campaign. One anonymous GOP senator said, quote, "Marco's in the driver's seat. There's a lot of disappointment in Bush's performance," end quote. Another pro-Rubio senator said, "You can't look at the overall picture and not think that Bush is floundering. The polling numbers show it. It's just amazing what's happened." Well, no, it's not. Every time he gets out there, I mean, you see who he is, and that makes people uncomfy, I guess would be the thing to say. Well. You know, I got home on Saturday night, and I just, after the performance of the football game, I didn't want to watch any TV.
I felt the same way.
But nonetheless, Donald Trump, apparently pretty good numbers. 47% more people tuned into that than either Hillary Clinton or Miley Cyrus's stints on the show. Just a few weeks ago, the early ratings showed over 10 million people saw him in action. So here we go.
I already did badly, though.
Well, I know. Here's a little montage. And Larry David was there. You'll hear that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump.
A lot of people are saying, Donald, why are you hosting Saturday Night Live? Why? And the answer is, I have really nothing better to do.
Trump's a racist!
It's Larry David. What are you doing, Larry?
I heard if I yelled that, they'd give me $5,000.
General, how are we doing in Syria?
Well, ISIS is completely eliminated, sir. The country is at peace, all the refugees have returned, and they have great jobs as blackjack dealers in the Trump Hotel and Casino in Damascus.
So everyone's happy?
They're so happy, Mr. President.
Mr. President? The president of Mexico is here to see you.
Oh, that's great. Send him in. Ah!
Donald!
Enrique!
I brought you the check for the wall.
God, it's so well done.
There you go. Anyway, so he got there. He's got a chance to plug, and so that's it. And lest we mention the attack of the district judge in Austin. Did you hear about that?
Yes.
Coming home from a football game on Friday night in her driveway of her home. Her name is Julie Kasurik. She's Travis County District Judge. Now, she has presided over some pretty high-profile criminal cases over the last 10 years. The one that most folks would know would be Mark Norwood, convicted of killing his wife. And her husband, Michael Morton, was wrongfully convicted of her murder in 1987. That story was all over the nation. Anyhow, so we'll see. Also, she made headlines when she responded to Rick Perry's comments about the grand jury indictment handed down in 2004 after Perry described the investigation as a farce, and those responsible should be held for accountable for that. Kasurik said that those comments could be read as a threat against the grand jurors. So she's kind of high profile. And again, I don't know that she was necessarily injured by the bullet. It may have been shrapnel from broken glass. But
And they haven't still determined whether it was an actual targeting or just random,
yeah,
have
just
they?
A random type situation. No, they haven't. But
I didn't think so.
Anyhow, a little interesting
just
about
weird.
That. It is. 6:48.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 14th, it's building a relationship with your veterinarian. This class is designed to help you become a better consumer of veterinary services. Learn about the key ingredients this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There's a handful of horticultural facts that could save Texas gardeners a lot of frustrations. Since we're coming toward another growing season in just a couple of months, I thought this might be a great time to step back and look at gardening fundamentals. I'll be back with details right after this important message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, NeilSperry.com. If we're going to talk about gardening fundamentals, let's start out with your local hardiness zone. Skipping the technicalities, this is a zoning map from the federal government that gives a predicted low temperature for every county in the United States. You can find out your county and your hardiness zone by doing a search on the web for USDA Plant Hardiness Zone Map. That's the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA Plant Hardiness Zone Map, and then you want to click on it. Nursery plants will show their hardiness zones on their labels. You're going to see in Texas labels that will be for Zone 6 and 7 and 8 and 9. And you need to make sure that you choose a number that is equal to your local area or a smaller number. In other words, a Zone 6 plant will grow in Zone 7, but a Zone 8 plant probably would freeze in Zone 7. You need to look at your native soils. With the exception of some of the sandy soils in deep east Texas, much of Texas is covered by alkaline soils. Much of Texas is covered with clay soils. You need to know what properties your soil has before you start choosing the plants to grow in that soil. We need to think about our Texas growing seasons. The word is plural because, unlike the North, Texas has two distinct growing seasons. We have spring and we have fall. They're separated on one end by the winter, but summer also causes many of our plants to go essentially dormant as well. And you need to know when your average killing freeze is for your part of the state. And that is really a very important date. You don't want to rush the season too much. You want to plant a lot of things right about the average date of the last killing freeze. And you need to time your fall plantings for annual color and for fall vegetables to be sure that your garden is productive before the first freeze occurs. You can find maps of that sort from Texas A&M and other places online. You need to know the best plants for your region. There's a big group of plants, but the list would include things like oaks, and also you might want to include cedar elms, pecans, Chinese pistachios. It really depends on where you are in the state. In terms of shrubs, hollies are good in much of the state. Junipers are good everywhere that they have full sun. Nandinas are as well. Abelias are as well. You know what you need to do? You need to talk to a nurseryman in your area and get specific advice for each plant that you're going to be setting out. You need to ask questions before you buy them. I'm Neil Sperry. The worst pruning decisions will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. We'll start you off with a high school football report where A&M Consolidated almost doubled up Livingston 40-21. Jarvis Lister had 22 carries for 149 yards as Bryan beat Rutter 33-19. In doing so, the Vikings shared the district title with College Station and A&M Consolidated. It was all bad for Caney Creek as College Station trashed them 69-0. The Cougars limited Caney Creek to 31 yards of total offense, with just five of those coming in the second half. Navasota clinched their district title again, knocking off Houston Washington 78-0. So undefeated Navasota will take on 7-3 West Columbia in Waller Friday at 7. Buffalo ran by Hearn 56-22, and St. Joseph's Catholic lost to Brazos Christian 42-14. College Station clinched the league's top seed in the Class 5A Division II playoff bracket, earning a postseason rematch with Hutto. College Station will play host to the Hippos in the bi-district matchup 7:30 Friday. The Vikings at 7-3 will also start the playoffs at home, facing Manor at 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium on Friday. Consol is 7-3 as well and will be the number 2 seed in Division 2 because of their loss to College Station. The Tigers play Waco at 7:30 in Waco. To find out more, just go to BrazosFootball.com. And a hop now to the Aggies, where Auburn's Javon Robinson ran for 159 yards and a touchdown, and the Tigers intercepted three passes in a 26-10 victory over A&M Saturday. Coach Kevin Sumlin explained the loss, citing both the offense and defensive problems.
We threw two turnovers, not in the red zone, in the end zone, going in to score. but you don't get any points, and you also give the other team the football. That's not good. But, you know, you go through the first half, I think we're dead even almost in a lot of different categories. Turnovers were a difference. And basically, you know, we lost the turnover ratio, the battle, 3-0. And gave up over 300 yards rushing. It's hard to win a game that way.
Up next, the Aggies will try to get their house in order against West Carolina. Saturday, 6 o'clock on 1620 WTAW. The Aggies again fall out of the realm of the ranked, where Clemson is the new number one team in the Associated Press college football poll. They knocked Ohio State from the top spot for the first time this season. Clemson is one. The Ohio State is two, followed by Alabama, Baylor, and Oklahoma State. Aggie soccer came up short in a bid to win their third consecutive SEC tournament, falling to the Florida Gators 2-1 in the title match Sunday afternoon. A&M now awaits word on the NCAA championship assignment, the selection show slated for today at 3:30. A&M volleyball kept rolling, though. They ran their win streak to 8 matches in a row after a dominating 3-set victory over Georgia at Reed Arena yesterday. I'll hop over now to the NFL, where the Dallas Cowboys got their hearts broken in overtime.
Bradford takes the snap. He fakes to Murray. He's back. He steps up. He fires. It's complete. Across the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown! Jordan Matthews! The Eagles win!
Bradford's 41-yarder to Matthews pushed the Eagles over the Cowboys 33-27. Here's Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett after the loss.
I thought we battled really well over the course of these last 6 games. And I thought we've done a lot of good things. I love how our team plays. We scratch, we claw, we fight, in all aspects of our football team. Unfortunately, that's not good enough. You have to play the right way at the critical moments of the game to win the games. This is the NFL. We all understand that.
The number of unbeaten NFL teams is down to 3 following victories by New England, Carolina, and Denver. Tom Brady led the Pats to a 27-10 win over Washington, and Cam Newton threw for 3 touchdown passes and ran for another as the Panthers rolled over Green Bay 37-29. The Dallas Stars have padded their lead in the NHL's Western Conference by notching their 3rd straight win. Patrick Sharp and Valeri Nichushkin scored first-period goals before the Stars added a pair of empty netters for a 4-1 win over the Detroit Red Wings in Detroit. And finally in NASCAR, Jimmy Johnson won his 4th consecutive fall race at Texas, overcame Brad Keselowski's dominating chase-contending car with 3 laps to go Sunday. Keselowski led the track record 312 of 334 laps and worked hard to hold on to the lead after a final restart with 18 laps to go. Keselowski is 6th in the points after coming close to the win in Texas. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Got a lot of land to work? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get an M5 tractor with your choice of 4 models, each with a Kubota clean diesel engine and your choice of transmissions. Now, get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new M5 tractor. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
Quality and yield. That's what top producing Texas growers are getting with FiberMax cottonseed. Mark Howard from Delhart.
FiberMax has given us opportunity to use these new varieties that we can grow and push those cotton yields way up there and still maintain quality. That's a dream come true.
Michael Sinach from Spring Lake.
I planted FiberMax. When you feel bulls hitting you in the shin when you're walking down the road, you know it's going to be good.
FiberMax for quality and yield. Watch the stories behind the bales at FiberMax-HighYielders.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Here's the weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Sunny today, high of about 70 with northeasterly winds. 67 for a low tonight. 77 tomorrow. On Veterans Day, it's 80 with a 50-50 chance of showers. 51 for a low temperature on Wednesday night. It's 53 right now. WTAW College.